Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Cattle futures today were quite a bit higher, over $3 in the feeder cattle, with August being up $3.57 at $160.62. That's not new highs for the move. Back in April, they went up to about $162.40 in the August futures, but we're close. This is the highest it's been since April. September, on the other hand, up $3.30 at $162.67. We're right near the highs on that contract. The November cattle did make new highs for the life of this contract. So with today's $3 plus move higher, I think we'll see some margin calls and maybe these hedge funds, these managed money funds adding to their length as the market makes new highs. Live cattle weren't quite as strong. The August did rally toward the end of the day, up 40 here at 122.40. The October's up 7, December down 22. But we've really had a hard time getting any higher than we've been for the last couple of months. For various reasons. Box beef, though, today was a little bit higher. It looks like it was going to be up somewhere around $2 or so. $2.90 on choice at midday at $288.34. That's $40 or so off of the high of $3.40. Select was down 46. The choice select spreads $24.39. But I think today's move is really just a reflection of what's happening in the feed market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call or show manager 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Today's grain futures market was under significant pressure here. The beans were the weakest contract, down about 90 cents. The November looked like 92 lower at 1306. The corn down about 40 cents. And the wheat's just tagged along here. Kansas City down 36 or so, and then the Chicago wheat down about 30, and Minneapolis wheat down 40 to 45 cents. The idea here is we had 3 days where the market was closed, and they got some decent kind of localized decent rain in the Dakotas and Nebraska and some of the drier areas. But there's rainfall forecast today and then again in a week for some of the drier areas of the Northwest corn and bean belt. So that impacts your Minneapolis wheat, your corn, and your beans. So it's kind of improving up there. You know, the crop conditions have been pretty bad in those states. But with this rainfall, they're likely to improve down the road. And the market being closed 3 days, just had a whole bunch of willing sellers at the open this morning. So kind of caught everybody by surprise to have that big of a move, especially following that USDA report last week. Currently, the Dow is kind of fighting its way back, but still down 270. It's about 150 off the lows. The S&P is down 16. Crude oil today, now down 180 or $1.80 a barrel at 72.50.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.